What's good, people? I know everybody's been complaining about the audio, expecting something better in season two, but hey, fucking hell, you tune in for what you tune in, man. You get what you came for. It is what it is, and I have crappy audio. I can't do anything better than that, man. But thank you for listening to whatever I've been posting, and thank you for tuning into another one. I hope you're lighting a joint, sparking a blunt, ripping a bong, or even chugging your beer down, man, because this shit ain't for being sober. You gotta be a little tipsy, a little high, a little whatever, man. I don't condone any use of any substances which will alter you physically, mentally, or whatever, man. You get what I'm saying, man. But your personal choices are yours, and my personal choices are mine, so learn to respect that between everybody, and let's get another episode rolling in. This is episode 2 or even 11 of the THC podcast. This is season 2, and this episode is about something which has always been a part of me and will always be, no matter what. And let's talk about gaming, people. Honestly, gaming and playing video games and doing stuff on the TV controller or whatever, that always has been a part of my life. I'm stuttering a little, I'm kind of tipsy, but I'm trying to make this work. But like I said, that always has been a part of my life, and as far as I know, I've grabbed the controller since I was 5 or 6 years old. And that's something everybody's into, man. Honestly, even if you're a girl, a guy, some 40-year-old uptight dad, or a 50-year-old bitch-ass colony auntie, man. Everybody likes games, and everybody likes to play something, whether it be board games, TV console games, or say games among your friends, cards, whatever, man. Having something to do instead of your regular day-to-day thing, it's joy for everyone, and everybody's into games. And I've been into gaming, like I said, I've been into gaming since I was 5 or 6. Sure, sounds cocky, but hey, in Nagaland, we did not have consoles, first gen PS1s and stuff, Xbox, those stuffs were not around. We had Chinese and high copies of those consoles. You get keyboards with a processor in it which runs shit through a TV, those TVs, big ass TVs, where you run this, we call it cassettes, actually not those regular cassettes, but we called it a cassette, so it was small, compact, you know what I'm talking about, right? So Nintendo kind of game cards. So we used to have those stuff, and those were the basic gaming equipment, because most people didn't have a PC, and even though you had a PC, it was too, what can we say, too backward for games and stuff, right? So it was office PCs and nothing graphics, nothing possibility of playing video, stuff like that, right? In the beginning of the early age. And honestly, I was so young during that time. I was literally so young, I did not know shit about that. I barely remember half of that shit. But for most people, that's a reality. And most gamers, people who game, people who play, those people who are 5 to 6 years older than me, they know what I'm talking about. Sure, I have a sketchy memory, but I'll tell you what it is. And that's reality. And hope everybody takes this in a good way, because at the end of the day, I'm gonna get real sketchy about it, because when I come to mobile gaming, y'all gonna get fucked up, man. So I want to keep this out again. Keep it positive. I hope y'all won't give me shade for this, but coming back to the topic, gaming back in the day, we used to have those cheap consoles, keyboards. You used to go down to K-Town, main town in Kohima. You go to an electronic store, you'd find keyboards with two controllers, PS1 type controllers, they'd be like, you know, packed in styrofoam packages, wrapped up in like cling film, and those boxes would have Mario, Donkey Kong, and stuff like that all over. And honestly, those games were dead by the time we got them. Like Naga people, when we got those games, it was already dead in the Western world and even in Indian society. But that was such like a boom for us, and everybody enjoyed it. And honestly, people who did not get the chance to play like Super Mario Brothers and stuff like that, you know, Contra, especially Contra, if you haven't played those shit, Contra 1 to 7 or 6, I don't remember, but those were good days. If you haven't played with your neighbors, or like, y'all missed out, man. Y'all really missed out on some good shit. But those were good days. We used to go like go buy counterfeit cassettes, like I said, like it used to be around 50 to 100 bucks. Sure, not much in Indian rupees these days, but back then it was like quite a lot. The early 2000s, 50 to 100 was a lot. So you used to like pitch in with your friends and go buy a cassette. You used to play it, pass it around to the next neighbor's place, and then like after they're done, you take another cassette for them. Same shit like that, and sometimes you even used to exchange those stuff. Those were good times, man. But after then, the PC era, the real PC era came in, man. When everybody's PC had a decent bit of graphics and decent bit of like processors and stuff, which could run like games like IGI and like StarCraft, early games, flash games too, a lot of flash games. I know like people used to play a lot of flash games back in the day. And even like the most common thing among now people is Chicken Invaders. Laura, don't admit Kulina Kulina. Everybody who had a PC had Chicken Invaders in their shit, man. Even if you didn't play it, your friend must have brought it down in the pen drive and your PC must have had it at one point. I guarantee that, man. If you had a PC back in the day, that also the late 2000s, not even early at 2010s, man. But those were the fun days, and during that time, those times, like, PC gaming really took off in Nagaland, and like there were like lots of cafes, gaming hubs, stuff like that, right? Where you'd pay 10 bucks for half an hour and 20 for 10, an hour. And honestly, fucking hell, that was expensive. That was really expensive for back in the day, man. Because like 10 bucks would get you a lot of stuff, but these days 10 bucks can't get you shit, man. When those days you used to save like 10 to 50 to play during the weekends with your friends, go play some Contract Condition Zero, Dota, World of Warcraft. And Dota was not even a thing back then, man. We'll come to that soon. We'll come to Dota and stuff soon. But gaming like World of Warcraft, Age of Empire, Age of Mythology before Age of Empires, man. Too, man. Age of Mythology was fun, but it died off because Age of Empires 2 came in. But Age of Empires 2 is gonna be like a game which lasts forever. Honestly, they'll keep remaking it. They'll make it better and better. They'll even push it out to an Age of Empires 10, 11 or stuff, something like that, to make it better, and everybody's gonna play it for generations and generations to come, because RTS has been always been based on that. If you haven't played that, I'm sorry, you've missed out a lot. But sure, you can like try to play it again, buy it on Steam, get a cracked version on Tor or whatever, man. You can get a lot of shit. And I didn't mean to say Tor. I meant to say, what the fuck was I meaning to say, man? But fucking hell, I'm kind of tipsy and I said Tor. But don't you look up Tor, man. Fuck, I ain't gonna say Tor no more, man. No, well, coming back to the point. Fucking hell. Coming back to the point, man. Coming back to gaming. So, like, after those, like, PC gaming eras, like during half a time, early 2010s, there was a time when console just really kicked off and like console hubs came up. And I've talked about this during my past podcast, like the Young Naga Boy stuff like that. But those like places, gaming hubs, especially those console gaming hubs, those were the fucking best, man. No matter what, even though they were pricey, I agree with everyone. Even though they were pricey, I had a membership, so I would pay less. I used to pay a monthly fee, so I would pay less to play during the day. But those were good times, and consoles were such a thing that most people in Nagaland couldn't afford or couldn't get in touch with. Sure, when the PS3 came out, I owned the PS2 when the PS3 was a year old. So y'all get the financial situation here, but the people who bought it over, man, I ain't gonna mention them. I know him, I still talk to him, I still see him around. Like, we all from the same part of K-Town, so I mean, they're not my age, they're older, they're big bros and stuff like that, but we still vibe, and it's always been a pleasure knowing them, and it's always been an honor, not an honor, but let's say a great privilege to play there, and we're really honored, honestly, even though people may not say, but we're really honored for them for doing that, because most kids in K-Town or Nagaland did not have the chance to, like, grab a console controller, Xbox 360 or PS3, stuff like that, right, kids, but at least they could come over and play for a day, and oh, damn, those days, the games were like Prince of Persia, Sands of Time, Prince of Persia, the Two Thrones, and even Raw versus SmackDown, stuff like that, man, even UFC 1 came around that time, and damn, that's the shit what got me into, like, combat sports, and even Real Boxing 1 or what? Real Boxing or EA Boxing, something like that. The boxing game from EA during 2011 or 12. That and UFC got me into combat sports from gaming. And we'll talk about stuff like that. We'll talk about, like, interests of mine too in the coming episodes. But, like, coming to gaming, like, we used to play stuff like that. And, like, Call of Duty, Modern Warfare. Like, for most Call of Duty players in Ireland, like, most of them will have been, like, PC players. But for me, I finished, like, Call of Duty 2 to Call of Duty Black Ops 2 all from console. Sure, that sounds, like, easy. So, console is always easier than PC, but I missed out on a lot. And honestly, because of the lack of saving my games in the earlier versions of Call of Duty, I don't even remember the campaigns properly, because it's like the same scene is always in my head, the same mission. I don't even remember what was the next mission after that, right? But for the later generations of COD, I do remember. I do love it. I've played COD World War 2 and Modern Warfare on... Warzone, and... Sure, it's basically a COD, another same version, but things have changed. I miss the old stuff. And honestly, gaming is changing with the new gen, stuff like that. PUBG, Apex, Battle Royales, Fortnite, those were a thing, man. But honestly, BRs have died too. Even Shroud has quit that. I don't know, but it's been long since I've even viewed a short video, stuff like that, but gaming has been dying on the PC end. I'm sorry if you heard a vibration, but I don't know where the vibration came from on the table, and I hope the mic didn't pick that up, but oh well, let's continue. So, like I was saying, PC gaming has been dying, and Nagaland, it really has been. I've seen a lot of cafes close down, a lot of, like, businesses go down because, like, nobody's coming to game anymore. Everybody can game on their phones from a 150 internet pack, right? Spend it on gutka and cigarettes, man. That's it. Spend the rest of the money. Spend the money which you could go to cafes on gutka and cigarettes. That has been the scene. And honestly, like, I am a hater of mobile gaming, honestly. Everybody knows it from my socials and stuff like that. But let me tell you, it's not about the game. It's about the community. And if you look at the PC gaming community, none of the PC gaming communities, like, post their own shit. Let me give you an example. If I'm playing a Dota match, And if I get a rampage, say a rampage is when you kill all of the five opponent heroes by yourself. And say, like, if I get a rampage, I ain't gonna post that because honestly, look at the shit. Most Dota players don't even post their own shit. Most of the PC gamers won't post their own shit. But if a mobile gamer, say, got the same ML player, got the same shit, killed all the five players in one go by himself, he will post that on his story, on his WhatsApp status, whatever, telling like he can do this, he can do that. I'm not saying he shouldn't, but honestly, that shit is toxic. That's my opinion. Honestly, that shit is really toxic. And mobile gamers and people who game on mobiles have the tendency to keep posting their own shit, saying how good they are, they can do this, they can do that, but jeez. Y'all ruining the gaming scene, man. For real. I hope y'all make it true, man. I hope y'all understand what's real gaming. I hope y'all try to do your best, like improve. And on the ML player, there are lots and lots of ML players who like post their shit, who say they're doing this, who say they're doing that. But honestly, y'all fake as fuck. If y'all so good, why isn't there a single Naga person, Naga guy or girl, whoever, man, making money in the pro Mobile Legends scene, man? There's fucking no one. Y'all just trash. Y'all just talking shit. Y'all just acting up. Y'all fake. And I'm sorry for calling y'all out. Same thing with PUBG Mobile, Call of Duty Mobile, whatever it may be, man. Mobile gaming, y'all suck. The community sucks. The games don't suck, but the community sucks. Y'all ruin the experience of gaming. That's why online multiplayer is dying. Most people just go, PC gamers leave in the mobile gaming because they feel like they have a point to prove. Like, honestly, I had the same shit when I used. When ML first Mobile Legends first came out, I was like, even in the beta test during 2015, late 2015 and stuff, even played it for a while, early 2016, but it's trash as fuck. It's just a copy of League of Legends. But you know why? I had the ego, like, I played Dota, I should be better than this on a fucking mobile game, and I can play better than that. That was my ego. And every PC gamer has that shit, and that's why most PC gamers shift into mobile gaming just to prove a point, and they get addicted, they want to be the best, stuff like that, yada yada yada. You are all the same, y'all fake. Ah, jeez. Honestly, this was supposed to be a 10 to 15 minute episode, but 10 to 15 minute episode, but I don't know what happened. I just felt like ranting, so it is what it is, man. Y'all stay good on this. Don't get so salty on me. I'm just speaking the truth. And coming back to gaming, gaming is like literally dying, man. Online multiplayer is totally dead. Right now, the best thing you can play is like single player adventure stories and sort of Assassin's Creed, Call of Duty, the campaign, stuff like that. Sure, there's still this genre of playing like online competing against people, but it's no longer fun like it was. If you've been around the gaming scene long enough, y'all will know what I'm talking about, but it is what it is. And I'm gonna wrap it up. I'm just gonna close it up, and it's been so long, y'all. Even though you must have been smoking a joint, puffing some shit, y'all must be done and tired and sober by now. But hey, I had fun. I had lots of fun. And if y'all still feel the audio ain't enough, suck these balls. Fucking suck these balls. All right. Well, thank you for listening. Thank you for coming in. Another episode coming in next week, as usual. I appreciate everyone. Literally, I appreciate everyone who came to listen with an open mind and who came to like support whatever I'm doing. And if you have some criticism or some opinions, drop it down and drop me a voicemail on Anchor FM. But that's it for today, and that's it for another episode of the THC podcast. I'll see you in the next one.